Just praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and get started. I know the choir's been practicing, and they're already ready for us to roll. And so we're just going to go ahead and get right into service. Again, just want to welcome everybody. Watch it online to First Pentecostal in Villarica. And we just love the Lord here. We just want to worship Him. So if you would, let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer as we open up our service. Praise God. I want to remember those that are sick and shut in, those prayer requests that's in the prayer box, the text blast, all the other prayer requests that's come forward. And if anyone here in the congregation has a need this evening, you know this altar's open. And also, God is calling. So we just want you to know that. But if you have a situation you'd like to lift up in prayer, show by raising of your hand if you have a prayer request tonight. Praise God. You know, God sees each and every one of those hands. Yes. He knows the depths of our hearts. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love you and we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for giving us an opportunity to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come together, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to receive your word this morning, ready to praise you, dear Lord, ready to lift you up and honor you in everything that we do. Lord, we ask you just to bless the musicians and the singers tonight and everyone in this congregation, everyone watching, dear Lord. We just ask for your, just to let this house just be filled with your Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, now as we turn over the prayer request to you now, dear Lord, we're just lifting them up to you. As you saw the hands were raised, Lord, you know those that prayer requests that's gone forth. You know the depths of our hearts. And Lord, we're placing each and every prayer request into your mighty hands. Lord, we thank you for answering the prayers this morning, for your salvation, for your walk that you've given each and every one of us. But dear Lord, we're placing these special needs. Lord, we're asking you to touch now. Lord, we're asking you to heal. Dear Lord, we're asking you to bless those families. Strengthen them that have lost a loved one. Lord, all the prayer requests that's come forward, dear Lord, those written and those spoken and those unspoken. But, dear Lord, we know that you're a mighty God. Lord, you're the creator of all. Lord, we're calling on your Spirit now. We're standing boldly on your word. Lord, we're placing each and every situation into your mighty hands. Lord, now we ask you to bless our pastor, strengthen him and his ministry that goes forth. All the other ministers in the house tonight, dear Lord, those watching, Lord, bless them as they tend to their flocks, they bring forth your word. But, Lord, may we be vessels that you can use, dear Lord, and we just honor you and we praise you. We give you all the honor and glory in the most precious name above, the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, turn to page 345. Where could I go? Praise the Lord.
Can afford.
should I go but to the Lord? Praise God. You may be seated if you can. Got one announcement, and want to mention everybody about March 26. It's coming up real fast. We're having our community outreach service with all the combined churches that gather together here, and we're really looking forward to it this month. And it's just a wonderful ministry, a wonderful service. I'd ask each and every one of you not only to mark it on your calendar to be here, but be in much prayer for the service. Be in much prayer. The mighty move of God is handy. And I know God, it just seems like God is just really opening up a lot of hearts and a lot of minds right now, and may it continue to flow. May we be receptive to Him is what we need to be. Praise God, praise God. Any other announcements? Ms. Jennifer, you want to add your special announcement?
Nothing really to add except I'm looking for you, and if and if I choose you, you will do what I say.
There you go. Uh-oh.
This is for the Easter program, and I'm looking for just a couple of more people. But I just, you know, got something in mind, and I just want you to keep us in prayer for the Easter program. And the date of that will be April the 9th. Easter is on April the 9th. And God, just keep us in prayer and support us as you can. Thanks.
Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Love the ministries that God has blessed us with here at our church, and may they go forward and just continue to bless His name and be all about Him. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. We get to gather together. We just appreciate each and every one of you. Oh, thank you, Brother Luke, Brother Betsy. Praise God. A great opportunity. What a blessing that God allows us to give, and He blesses enough that we can. So praise the Lord. Brother Luke, would you ask the Lord to bless our... Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Transgressions, He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him, and by His wounds, transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. And by His wounds we are healed. We are healed by Your sacrifice and the life that You gave. We are healed, for You paid the price. By Your grace we are saved, we are saved. He was pierced for our transgressions, He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. By His wounds, by His wounds, and the life that You gave. We are healed, for You paid the price. By Your grace we are saved, we are saved. He was pierced for our transgressions, He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. By His wounds, by His wounds, we are healed. By His wounds, by His wounds. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
From out of nowhere, God stepped in and cut a highway just like that. And don't you know that He's an all-time God? Yes, He is. He's an all-time God. Yes, He is. He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be there at all times. He's an all-time God. Yes, He is. Well, you can ask the 5,000 hungry souls He fed on the banks of the river where two fishes, five loaves of bread. What a miracle He performed on the multitude that day. What He did way back then, He'll do the same for me and you. And don't you know that He's an all
yes. He's an all-time God, yes, He is. He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be there at all times. He's an all-time God, yes, He is. Well, you can ask Mary and Martha. Their brother Lazarus was sick in bed. They said, Jesus, please come and heal him. But Jesus waited till he was dead. They said, Lord, we don't understand it. Why you waited till now to come? He said, Lazarus, go forth and death let him go. He came a-walking out of the tomb and up to heaven. He's an all-time God. Yes, he is. He's an all-time God, yes, He is. He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be there at all times. He's an all-time God, yes, He is. He's an all-time God, yes, He is. Oh, He's an all-time God, yes, He is. He's an all-time God, yes, He is.
Time or His time? His time. Amen. Give the Lord praise. Glory to God. Sound technicians, give them a hand. They did a wonderful job. I always brag on somebody before I ask them to do something. Can you find, what is the homesick for heaven? Is that what it is? Never been that homesick before. Can you find the words to that? I think it's in the... You're going to help me on this one. Amen. Brother Gabe was wanting to see if we could sing this song. I hadn't sung in a long, long time, so don't know what it's going to be. If we can even find the words. You got the words? There's a light in the window, the table spread its splendor. Someone standing by, open door. I can see crystal river, oh, I must be near forever. And I've never been this homesick before. Oh, see the bright light shine. It's just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door. This world has been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine. It's just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door. This old world's been a wilderness.
for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. I can see the family gathered, sweet faces all familiar, and no one's old or feeble anymore. Well, this lonesome heart is crying, think I'll spread my wings for flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. If you know it, sing it. Well, see the bright light shine in just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door. This world has been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. Have you ever lost anybody? You hadn't really lost them. They're just on the other side. Second verse. I can see the family gather, sweet faces all familiar, and no one's old or feeble anymore. Oh, this lonesome heart is crying, think I'll spread my wings for flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Oh, see the bright light shine, it's just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door. This world has been a wilderness. I'm headed for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Oh, see the bright light shine just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door. This world has been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Heaven sounded sweeter. All the time.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Here's another song that says, I got more to go to heaven for today than I had yesterday. How many knows that to be a fact? We've got so much to be thankful for. God is blessing us here, and he has provided a place for us over there. Amen. Brother Chris is going to be bringing the message for us tonight. We've asked him this morning to help us out, and he is going to be bringing the message tonight. So everybody say, Lord bless Brother Chris. Amen. Lord, have your way in this service. In Jesus' name we pray.
And every time I hear that song, I go back, you know, whenever you're traveling, you get out to the country a little bit, and it's dark. You can see the lights of the city. You'll look in the right directions, you'll be able to see the lights of the city. And you know that part of that song says, see the bright light shine. It's just about home time. Won't be much longer. Somebody said, well, Brother Chris, you said that last week. One thing about it, we're a week closer. Amen. We're a week closer. Yes, we are. Tell you what, God is good. I said, God is good. Amen. So I'm thankful that I have an extra hour to preach, you know, because time change. Somebody told me in the back, all right, keep it short. So I don't know about that, so I won't mention any names, but but I thank God that he is alive and he is well. There's a song that says, Jesus is alive and well. Tell everyone you see, tell them from me that Jesus is alive and well. And I'm thankful for that. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. We're going to read one verse, then we're going to kind of digress just a little bit and go a little bit deeper into this. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, very familiar passage of Scripture. Matter of fact, most Christians, most people that go to church can quote this word for word, claim it as a promise. But I want to enlighten you a little bit on this Scripture, and hopefully with the Lord's help, be able to expound upon it, and it'll change your life. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not an evil, to give you an expected end." By the way, I just want to add this before we go to prayer. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is fear. The Bible tells me that perfect love casteth out all fear. Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, that you reached down to us, Father God. Lord, that you came down to our level, Father God, to speak to us as we can understand it, Father God. Lord, we thank you for your mercy, for your goodness, for your grace, Father God. Lord, and we thank you for your long-suffering for us. And God, we thank you for sending your Son Jesus to come and die on a cross, Lord, and shed that precious blood, Father God, that we could have an eternal home with you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do in this house. We give you the praise in advance because you are worthy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I wasn't planning on being long-winded tonight anyway, so just so there. Jeremiah 29:11, very familiar passage. But, you know, I was studying this passage a few weeks ago and really kind of wanted to get a little bit deeper into exactly what it meant. So I started with Jeremiah 29:1. I want to read it right here. "Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders." Everybody say residue. Can y'all hear me okay? I feel like I'm talking through a can. "Through a residue." That's just a little bit, Brother Jim. I'm not the smartest man, but I know that a residue is just a little bit of something. "He sent this word to the residue of the elders." Now watch this. "Which were carried away captives, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon." Jerusalem was the promised land. That was the homeland. Babylon was an evil land. Babylon was a place somewhat similar to what we're living in today. Everything was seemingly evil. We were talking this morning, me and Missy Lane were talking about, you know, everywhere you look, it seems like evil is there. Evil is here and evil is there. It's everywhere. Amen? Skip down to verse number 8. "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed." Verse number 9, "For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them." I want to make this very clear. The opposite of good is what? Evil. The opposite of God is what? Satan. I don't care who you are, and I don't care what you believe, but I know what the truth says. You cannot be a homosexual and get behind the pulpit and expect to preach the word of God. Come on, somebody. He said, "Brother Chris, you're hating." No, that's what the word of God says right there. That's what the word of God tells me to say. It's time we the people stand up, amen? It's time we stand up and we say, you know what, it might be Babylon. And you know, I was looking around, Brother Jason, it looks like on this side there's evil, and on this side there's evil, and on this side there's evil, and Brother Eddie, on that side there's evil. There's evil all around me, but like I told somebody in the sound booth, you know what, whether we get it right or get it wrong, as long as I got the presence of God, as long as I got the Spirit of God with me, I'm going to keep on going. I'll walk through this land, amen, and I'll be there. Reminds me of the story of this old farmer. He had a donkey, loved the donkey, and the donkey had fell into a deep well. The farmer tried everything he could to get the donkey out. He loved the donkey. And he just seemingly couldn't get the donkey out. He wasn't strong enough to lift the donkey up. He couldn't rig a hoist up enough to get it. And he didn't know what to do. So he was just distraught and beside himself. So he said, well, I guess what I'll have to do is I'll have to bury the donkey in the well. It's a deep well and it's going to take me a while. So he began to shovel the dirt. And he shoveled the dirt and the dirt would hit on top of the donkey and the donkey would shake it off. Oh, come on, somebody. And he'd take another shovel full and he'd put it in there and the donkey would shake it off. And he'd take another and he put it in there. It seems like sometimes there's evil all around us and it seems like sometimes there's evil going to be on us. But I'm telling you something, we're coming out of Babylon tonight, amen? We're coming out of Babylon tonight. After a while, you get the point. The dirt wasn't on top of the donkey. The dirt was under the donkey. The donkey was able to walk out because he shook it off. Because everything that comes against you might hurt. And you might look around and you might say, I don't know why, God, I got to go through this. I don't know why I got to endure this, God. But God said, just shake it off. Shake it off because I'm trying to take you to a higher place. I'm trying to take you to a higher ground, amen. I'm trying to take you to a closer walk with me. I passed a sign the other day that said, the price of everything has gone up, but salvation is still free. And I thought, you know what? That's so true, but it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to let go? Amen. Verse number 9, Isaiah. For they prophesy falsely. How many false prophets are there out there? It's pure heartbreaking. I tell my wife all the time, almost probably on a weekly, if not daily basis. I said, honey, to listen to people talk about what they're told about Jesus breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. People are told things and they go out and they repeat things of what they're told that is not the truth. You better get in that word and you better understand. You better be repeating the truth, amen? But don't just trust everything everybody's got to say because it ain't going to work, amen? That ain't going to work. God's not going to listen to that and say, okay, don't worry about it. It's kind of like, you know, if I come and I tell a story that's not right and you go back and you look, you're like, Brother Chris, this ain't even what the Bible said. You look for it, amen? You search the scriptures and you found the truth. You listen to people, and I'm very cautious who I listen to because I don't want junk going in here because the junk that goes in here and the junk that goes in here. The eyes and the ears are the gateway into the hearts, whether you knew that or not. You thought, how did I think that thought? Because you saw something or you heard something. Keep this and this pure, and this will stay pure. Come on, somebody. You got to walk in holiness, amen? You got to practice the presence of God. What is practicing the presence of God? Act like God's coming over to your house every day because he does. Act like, you know how y'all ladies do? So-and-so is coming over to the house. My wife, she keeps a house. You could eat off the floors. I promise you, you could. And she'll say, so-and-so is coming over. This house is a mess. I'm looking around, I'm saying, what is she talking about? You know, oh, we got to sweep the floors and we got to do this. It's already clean, honey. You know. But if my house was kept to where when Jesus comes over, come on, somebody. I shouldn't have to move the wine. Come on, somebody. Y'all, you know, move the wine bottle out of the way. Move the alcohol out of the cabinet. Jesus is coming over. No, I should have an open door and say, you know what? God, wherever you want to come, that's fine with me. Whatever you want to do, hallelujah, it's fine with me. Wherever you want to take me, it's fine with me. Hallelujah. I want to go where you're at, Lord. And I wasn't even getting in that. Lord, that was just free stuff. For thus, this is the meat right here. Verse number 10. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years. Somebody say 70 years. 70 years. I went to a revival meeting, Brother TJ, Friday night. And the young man that got up there minister, he told me he was 70 years old. What he said? A long time. A long time to be alive. Oh, hey, Brother Eddie. That was a young man that preached that message, amen. After 70 years, he accomplished in Babylon. Don't miss this. They were still in the middle of Babylon. They were still in the middle of the struggle. They were still in the middle of the trial. They were still in the middle of the junk they were going through, but God gave them a promise. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11 was not meant for people that had everything together. Was not meant for everybody that had, oh, come on, somebody. Y'all can sit there like a knot on a log and just look at me if you want to, but I'm going to get in this thing. Hallelujah. It wasn't meant for people that had everything organized, that had everything figured out. It was meant for people that were going through some stuff. God said, after 70 years in Babylon, one thing that's going to happen, I'm going to come visit you. Hallelujah. I'm going to come visit you. I want to tell you something. We have a little dog. And my little dog loves when company that she knows comes over. She doesn't know who you are, FedEx man, Amazon. You know, she's, you know, defensive mode. But when mama comes to the house, she gets all excited. Like she ain't seen her in forever, you know. But when Macy, Laz's fiance, when Macy comes over to the house, all she has to hear is that voice. And that dog is absolutely like bouncing off the walls. You know, just cannot contain. She, you know, she's not just wagging her tail. Her whole body's shaking. It's just all over the place. You know, oh my goodness, Macy's coming to see me. Matter of fact, if I know Macy's coming, I'll look at her and I'll say, Pepper, Macy's coming. She'll look. Macy's coming to see me. And she'll just be all over the place. And I thought, my goodness, after 70 years being in Babylon, after 70 years of being away from the home place. See, you got to read between verses number 2 and verse number 8. God told him, hey, go ahead and plant gardens. Go ahead and marry. Be married. But get ready, because you ain't meant to stay here. You're not meant to stay here. You're meant to move on a little bit further. Hallelujah. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think. This is after, Brother Eddie, that Jesus comes and visits them. For I know the thoughts that I think for you. Everything ain't going to work out like you thought it would. But many times, many times, many times in my life, I think, God, it should have been different. It should have been so different. I think, man, I missed it here and I missed it there. You know, we'll beat ourselves up pretty good. And we'll say, God, whenever you told me to go here, I didn't go there. You told me to stay here and I didn't stay. And you told me this and you told me. But God said, don't you worry about it. You're still on the road. You're still on the right road. Last night I went to bed, and every once in a while I'll dream. And last night I was dreaming. And I dreamed I was going down this road, and it was dark, Brother Jim. And I was going, and it looked like to me that it was a dead end. And I thought, God, why are you taking me down a dead end road? Because all I'm going to have to do is expend the energy to go down to the end of the dead end road, see it's a dead end road, and turn around and come back. And it's dark. Y'all know how I feel about dark places. And I said, God, just show me a sign. Just show me a sign. And I saw a street sign come up. The first one said dead end, Brother Eddie. And I thought, it's just like I thought. And then I looked a little bit further as I walked a little further. And the next one, it said detour. And God said, what you thought was a dead end is only a detour. All you got to do is follow the signs. You see, I've been driving long enough that as long as I follow the detour signs, it's going to take me to my destination that I need to go to. But if I go down a dead end road, I'm going to have to turn around and come back. God's saying it's not a dead end road. It's just a detour from the destination. You're still on your road. You're still going the way I want you to go. Just keep on keeping on. Keep on pressing. Keep on going. You're coming out of Babylon. Too many Christians, they want to sit down where they're comfortable. We were talking, I believe it was Friday night, about different pews. And I told somebody, I said, you remember the pews, the old pews that were wood on the bottom? I said, yeah, you couldn't fall asleep on them. You had to keep moving. Yeah, you sure did. You couldn't get comfortable. Man, I remember them. It wasn't even that long ago, you know. But we want to be comfortable. We don't want nobody to ruffle our feathers. Matter of fact, we're so bad that if something messes up our work schedule or our week schedule, we get plumb upset about it. Well, I don't even know why that had to happen. Or they shut I-20 down. What'd they do that for? They're doing construction again. You know? And we think, man, God's trying to detour us. If we'll just slow down long enough to see if I'm going to stay in Babylon, things are always going to be like they've always been. But until I have the faith until I have the courage to step out and say, God, it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter anymore. I tell Tabitha all the time, I say, you know, when I was a younger man, I used to look at cars and say, man, I'd like to have one of them. Man, I'd like to have one of them. I'd like to have this and I'd like to have that. Now I look and I say, you know what I say? This is what I say, Brother Jim. And when I get to heaven, I'm going to be driving one of them right there. I claim it. Hey, God said he's going to give me the desires of my heart. You see me going down the road in a Corvette in heaven, you say, there goes Brother Chris. That's me. Amen. I'm not telling you that's what heaven's going to be like. But I'm telling you my desires are no longer of this world. I'm coming out of Babylon. I'm coming out of Babylon. I might have to face things. I might have to go through things that I don't understand. But I'm going to keep on walking. I'm going to keep on talking. I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on believing. Hallelujah. I didn't come here to stay. I came to go through. Amen. I'm going to keep on pushing. I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on doing what God wants me to do. For I know the thoughts that I think to you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. People question God all the time. God, why? God, why? God, why? You got to trust. You got to trust him. You got to trust him. Flip over to John chapter number 11. I want to touch on something real quick right here. John chapter number 11. We all know the story of Lazarus. Matter of fact, we just sung about it just a few minutes ago. Jesus loved Lazarus. There was no doubt. John 11:35 is actually the shortest verse in the Bible if y'all ever get a quiz on that. Jesus wept. He wept. He didn't cry. He wept. Why? Because he saw that Lazarus was dead. The first point I want to make is Lazarus was in the tomb 4 days. For 4 days he was in the tomb. It was custom back then that the spirit would hang around the body for 3 days. He couldn't come on the third day, the second day, or even the first day, Brother Jim, and call him back because everybody would have said, oh, the spirit was just there and it came back. It wouldn't have truly been a miracle. But he waited 4 days. He waited 4 days, and by then everybody was crying. Everybody was in such a deep emotional state because they knew that there was no hope that Lazarus was going to come back. Matter of fact, his sister said, Jesus, you want us to roll the stone away? He'd been dead 4 days. What else did he say? By now, he stinketh. Let me tell you something. That little lady right there, when I come home from work, you know, when you're first dating and stuff, and you come home from work, you've been working, come and give him a hug, and oh, I love you. When I come home and I'll give her a hug, I've been married for 23 years this July, the first thing she says is, boy, you stink. And I'll say, I love you too, honey. But she'll say, boy, you need to get in there and get you a bath. You stink before you go hugging on me. You need to shave that face before you go trying to get a kiss from me. Anyway. But she said, by now, he stinks. Jesus looked and he says, verse number 39, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. For he hath been dead 4 days. He wasn't asleep, y'all. He was dead. And verse 40, Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? I'm going somewhere, y'all. Just wait. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And verse 42, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a quiet voice. He cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus waited around. No. The Bible says, and he that was dead came forth. We miss the miracle right here, Brother TJ. Watch this. Bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin.
There's Christians that are free enough from their sin to call heaven their home, but they're too bound by their grave clothes that they can't come out of Babylon and can't do what God wants them to do because they're so worried about, well, what's so-and-so going to think about what this happened? And what's so-and-so going to think about that? Lazarus was dead. Jesus called him forth. Now, why was it that Jesus didn't go ahead and loosen the grave clothes when he called him forth? Because he's trying to show us something. He was bound hand and face, and he couldn't do anything. I can't do very much. I'm alive, but just barely. I'm alive, but I can't praise God. I'm alive, and I want to, but I'm so bound of things that I'm going through. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. I can hear Jesus saying to people in this place tonight, loose him and let him go. Those things that you were bound by, that you were identified by, Brother Eddie referenced the blind man, blind Bartimaeus. Isn't it funny how we call him blind Bartimaeus? He's not blind anymore. He's only known by blind because that's what Jesus did. But whenever he passed by, he called out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And everybody, shh, 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 like Brother Eddie said Friday night. He called the louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they were like, dude, you're causing a scene here. What is going on? But Brother Jim, you know what he did? He took off everything, hallelujah, that identified him with being blind. And he threw it away. He wasn't healed yet. But he knew, if I don't get rid of this junk, come on somebody. If I don't let this stuff go, it's going to kill me. It's going to eat me up. I'm telling you, tonight is the night for your deliverance. Tonight is the night for your freedom. Hallelujah. He got rid of that stuff and he said, Jesus, I'm coming to you. And Jesus said, thy faith has made thee whole. Arise and take up thy bed. And I know he didn't just go and say, mm-hmm. He was probably going, Brother, he's probably going around saying, wow, wow, wow. Brother Eddie, did you see that sunrise? And Brother Eddie's saying, I know, I saw. Brother, you don't understand. For a long time, I couldn't see. But I met this man named Jesus. Hallelujah. I was in Babylon for a long time. Hallelujah. But when Jesus came and visited me, it changed everything. He brought me out. Hallelujah. He set my feet on a high place. Hallelujah. He made the road ride up to me. He had the road rise up to meet me. Yes, he did. He was bound. But Jesus freed him. He could have walked around bound. But Jesus said, no, I got something for you. Jeremiah 29:11. I got a plan. I got a plan for you. And it's all laid out. Amen. It's all laid out. We were talking this morning about chocolate cake. And, you know, when I go in there and try to cook, I try to over-season everything. My wife tells me, honey, you don't have to put all that seasoning on there because you make it worse. You know, it's that brutal truth, you know. You make it just taste terrible. What are you trying to do here? I'm trying to get all these extra seasoning because I just want to show you that I can halfway cook, you know. And she'll come in the kitchen and she'll say, baby, just keep it simple. Just keep it simple. You're trying too hard. You're trying to do too many things. So I've resorted. Brother Jason, I can do cookies pretty good. So I'll go in there. I'll sneak in there and say, what are you doing? I'm making cookies. And she don't even come check on me because I got them down, you know. Cookies I can do, you know. And I'm not talking about the made from scratch. Now, that's asking too much, you know. This is the kind you break off and just put on there, you know. I said I can do them, but she knows I'm telling the story because sometimes I will burn them things. I'm telling you. She's like, how did you burn cookies? I don't know. I was trying too much. We do the same thing with Jesus. We say, Lord, I got this. I can do this. The whole time we're bound. And God's saying, I'm going to help you, but you got to let me. But you got to let me. My grandpa, we called him Poppy. He would always tell me, call me Bub. He said, Bub, he said, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's only going to come where he's welcome. And he's only going to do what you let him do.
And I thought, man, and he would tell me that all the time. He would say, just let him do whatever he wants to do. Because, you know, I know that when I was in my mother's womb, I know that's when he called me. And God called me out. And he set me on a pathway. And he set my pathway to go what I'm going to go down. Not dead-end roads, but detours at times. Amen? Because I'm coming out of Babylon. I've been in Babylon long enough. I've dwelled in Babylon long enough. Turn it around to you. You've dwelled in Babylon long enough. You ask yourself day in, day out, day in and day out, when's it going to get better? When's it going to get easier? When something, and you say to yourself all the time, God, if you don't move, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. God put a time limit on it. 70 years. 70 years. I'm going to come visit you. God's going to come visit you tonight if you want Him to. If you want Him to. Amen. I want my wife, if she'll come up, I want you to just sing Amazing Grace. She can do it a cappella, and then if the music wants to come after her. But I want you to think about this song. Too many times we beat ourselves up and we tear ourselves down because we think we're nobody. I do. Okay, I'll just be transparent. I do. Think I'm not worthy, think I'm not good enough, think I'm not smart enough, think I can't do this and I can't do that. And that song that we just sang a while ago said, I'm no longer a slave to fear, but I am a child of God. I am a husband, father, dad, uncle, brother, but the greatest thing, friend, the greatest thing that I can be called for the gym is a child of God. Is a child of the Most High God. But I want you to think, I want her to sing this a cappella because a lot of times we can just really get Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And I want you just to stand and I want you to worship God like it's your last day on earth. I want you to worship Him and hold nothing back.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first believed, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me when we've been there 10,000 years. Bright shining as the sun. sing God's praise than when we first begun. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, 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 praise God. Praise God, praise God.
If I could get the music to come, I want my wife to sing that praise God again. I was standing right there and I felt God have me to tell you, you can praise God on credit. Even though God hasn't done and God hasn't moved in the situation that you want Him to move in and your answer hasn't came yet, your answer is on the way. When you praise God, praise God. God, I praise You because You're worthy. I praise You because my healing is already paid for. I thank You, God, that You're going to make a way where there seems to be no way. I can't see it and I don't know where it's coming from. But God, I thank You by faith that it's all going to work out. Go ahead, honey.
Praise God, 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 praise God. Praise God, 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 praise God. Praise God, 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 praise God. Praise God, 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 praise God. Praise God, 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 praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Praise God, 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 praise God.
Every believer, stretch your hand right towards Sister Linda right now. This is where Satan just can't seem to learn. He's already trying to bring something on her that God's already healed her of. Come on. Come on. We need to believe right now. Satan, you're a liar.
Hallelujah. Touch not mine anointed. Touch not mine anointed.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. It's all heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You. Yeah, I will adore You. Clothed in rainbows of living color, flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder. Blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to You, the only wise King. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You. Struck wonder at the mention of Your name. Jesus, Your name is power, breath and living water. Such a marvelous mystery. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You.
Say with me, God delivered me.
God delivered me.
And I ain't going back.
And I ain't going back.
I ain't going back to Babylon, brother. Amen. Yes. Oh, glory to God. Yes. Why would I want to go back to what He's already delivered me from? Hallelujah. Oh, if you enjoyed the word tonight, give Him praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Maybe just a little more course of that. I will adore You, Lord. I will exalt Your name. I will praise You.
Holy, holy, holy.
redemption is in this to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy,
holy,
is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
can we lift our hands in reverence to the Spirit of the Lord that is in this place? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are holy, holy, holy. Lord, you are our everything. And I will adore you. I will adore you not only just tonight, but every day of my life. Hallelujah. If you love Jesus, let him know it with a hand clap of praise. My. What a mighty God that we serve. Amen. Let our visitors know how welcome they are and how glad we are they came to worship the Lord with us tonight. Amen. We just kind of feel like revival started out everywhere. Lord's been blessing. I know he's been blessing in Bowden. I know he's been blessing at Word of Hope and these other churches and True Vine and all. You know what? When we get to heaven, what a time we're going to have. Makes me even more excited about when we get this to next service. March the 26th. Mark it on your calendar. Yes, ma'am.
So she had was on the liver transplant list, put on the ventilator. She had dialysis. Her kidneys were failing. She had fluid on all of her organs and fluid on her brain, all within 24 hours. And the doctors told her, they said, we don't think she's going to make it. And the schools and the churches and the kids, the K3, K4, and K5, they were up praying for her daily. And her name is Daily. But she... all of a sudden, she would make a turn, and then she would crash again. And this was 2 weeks ago today. She was being told she wasn't going to make it. And Friday, she got put in a regular room, and they had her up walking. That's because that's our Jesus.
Praise God.
And so
who
that's,
said the age of miracles was over?
And that's what I was saying. You know, we think of God of, you know, of David and Abraham and Isaac and the Old Testament God, all the miracles he did, but he is still a miracle worker.
Amen. If we give him a chance. You see, David and all, they had nobody else to turn to but to God. And unfortunately, we've got so many things that we turn to today and this end up turning to God last. We hadn't got it in the medicine cabinet. A cause from the medicine. Wow. You know, I was thinking about doctors can only tell you what they see. Bless their heart. And I appreciate them and I love them. I love the talent and all that they have and the professionalism. But God can change a diagnosis. We have living proof of that right back there because they told us with Kevin that he wouldn't make it either. You know, and he just turned 45. You know, it just that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man. But in the power of God, amen. The God that I serve is certainly able to do that. What a blessing. Thank you for sharing that testimony. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful evening. Amen.
Brother Chris, thank you for obeying God. Thank you for that precious word of God that we thoroughly enjoyed. God has been gracious this week, hasn't he? Been so good to us. Amen. And just looking for bigger and better things each and every time. You know, when we come together in one mind and one accord, there is no telling what God is going to do. Amen. He'll just begin to intercede, and we'll see blessings. We'll see deliverance. We'll see souls. My Lord, I can't wait till the next service. Amen. Let's just bow our heads when this prayer will be dismissed. Heavenly Father, God, it's going to take an eternity to love you and to thank you for all that you've done. Father, we praise you tonight. God, we lift you up. We adore you. Cry, holy, holy, holy unto you, Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank you, Lord, for the visitation of your Holy Spirit tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the healing of those who came forward. Thank you for the precious word that we heard. Lord, may we take it to heart. Let us be submissive and obedient to it. In Jesus' name we pray. Go with us now, Lord. Protect us. Keep your hand of safety upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You're dismissed. Have a wonderful evening. Praise the Lord.
Well, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't you gonna let old Satan get me down, down, down? Why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's waiting up a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk right out of this valley with my Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down, down, down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's waiting up a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk right out of this valley with my Lord.